All right, guys. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. The beach or the mountains? What do you prefer? Do you prefer the oceans out there and that beautiful sunrise, sunset? Or you like being deep in the woods, feeling tiny next to one of those massive trees? You're probably listening to this and go and thinking, what does this have to do with building a private practice? Well, nothing at all. But I want to throw it out there. I thought it was a good question. I battle with which one I like. So far, I like both. And it's okay to like both. Okay, so today's question has a fun, interesting notion. It's the only one out of all the questions received so far that has to do with EHR, practice management system. So that was pretty interesting. Today's question is, do I need a practice management system? And it's actually a very good question because you could go old school, right? You could write all of your notes. You could call for all your appointment reminders or just on the back of the business card, right? Put it on there. That way they know when they need to show up. You could use the 1500 forms if you're doing billing, or you could outsource it too. That way it's not in your exact practice management system, and all your treatment plan, all of that, you could do just hard copy. So it's doable, of course. What I want you to look at, though, is not the question, can you do it, but more of the question of what's the goal for your business. You know, what are you building? Where do you see this business in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? How integrated do you see yourself 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road? And I assume all of you listening are building your business to allow it to grow. You're planting a seed and you want this seed to be one of those massive, massive red oak, I believe, trees, you know, found in California. So you want it to be this massive tree. I'm hoping that's the right kind of tree. A big tree. We get the point, right? You're like, all right, man, I get the point. Plant it, big tree. So a lot of the clinicians I work with in the consulting role, they share with me their vision is not to be as, quote unquote, integrated in the day-to-day grind of their business. They want to be able to step out a little bit, go on a vacation without their phone blowing up. You know, they want to be able to just pull back. If not entirely, then somewhat. So that's where these practice management systems can be extremely effective, because what you're doing is, and this is that entrepreneur mindset, you're looking at it from an automation point of view. Here's an example I want you to think about. If, and this is something that I used to do back in the day, which, man, was I grinding. And working hard, not working smart. I'll be very honest with myself there. So way back in the day when I first jumped into the world of private practice, I'd have a patient come in, sign them up on the back of the business card. I'd say, here's your next session. And then I'd give them that. I'd also have their phone number and email with me. And before their session, 24 hours before, like clockwork, I would do my best to remember to go back on my phone and send a text and email. And oh goodness, did that take time. I mean, I'm telling you, that was like some grinding time to go back and find each of these individuals, send a text. I'm laughing at it now, but you know, we learn and grow, and life is beautiful. It gives us opportunities to fall and to get bruised up a little bit. And then it invites us to say, what will you do with this opportunity? Will you look at it and be angry and blame and attack, or will you pick a different lens and allow that to move you forward? And that's up to us, right? We are the ones that get to say, hey, which lens am I going to pick up? So today I pick up the lens of growth, the lens of I did that, and that led me to thinking about what systems are there. So that's where I went into a system. I went to the system of finding a way to automate those messages so that when I'm seeing clients come in, they're now receiving 24-hour reminders, 48-hour reminders via text, via email. So that's where I want you to find the answer in this question, needing a practice management system. Look less at the system itself and look more at what you're building, the infrastructure of what you're building, how the system can help your goals, What are your business goals? How do you see yourself integrated in the practice today versus years from now? My friend, dig into those type of questions. Dig into that entrepreneur mindset. And then once you do that, identify how, if at all, does this practice management fit in to that mentality? Does it move you forward? Does it bring you back? And I think you're going to find your answer there. You heard my answer. My answer is yes. It fit right into the vision that I have. I vision myself stepping further away, you know, instead of already on when I was booking way, you know, 30 plus hours a week, sometimes much more than that. My vision was less. But to do less, I needed to be honest with myself and say, well, I am spending, we're just going to make this up. I am spending 5 hours a week texting and emailing appointment reminders. So if I get the system, those 5 hours I could be using to hang out with my kids, hang out with my partner, you know, to pick the beach or the mountains. So I hope that was helpful. As always, continue to shine, continue to rock, continue to help others, continue to give yourself kindness and love and compassion. I appreciate all of the work that you do and the kindness and support that you give all those in your life. Sending you so much energy, so much love, and so much gratitude for being a listener here on the podcast of A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that? Or yes, I am doing that and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.